You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis's forthcoming visit to Cairo can be a very powerful effort in reaching out to Muslim leaders there. That's the view of a former student at Egypt's Al-Azhar University, currently serving as co-chair of the Christian-Muslim Forum in Great Britain. Sheikh Ibrahim Mogra was born in Malawi to a family of Indian origin, but currently lives and works in Leicester, where he has been at the forefront of deepening interfaith relations. He talked to me about the Pope's planned visit to the Egyptian capital on April 28th and 29th, where he'll meet with both Islamic leaders at Al-Azhar and the head of the Coptic community, Pope Tewodros II. Tell us, first of all, exactly what Al-Azhar is. It's a university, but also much more.
I feel very honoured and privileged to have studied at Al-Azhar in Cairo, in Egypt, and to be a graduate of this historic, illustrious institution, depending on which Muslim historian you read, it is either the first or the second oldest university in the Muslim world. But it's not just a university, it's much more than that. It's an institution that has global influence within many, many Muslim communities, be they of Arabic background or non-Arabic background. It is really a center which is looked up to for guidance, for rulings, very highly respected in the Muslim world for its pronouncements on a number of issues. And in many ways, for a vast majority of the world's Muslims, it is the go-to place for guidance and for rulings.
That, of course, puts an enormous responsibility on the leaders there, doesn't it, to be able to speak words of peace and cooperation and dialogue at this very difficult time.
Indeed, and I think Al-Azhar has been exemplary over the years. We are all aware of the strife within Egypt itself between the two religious communities there, the Muslims and the Coptic Christian communities. And Al-Azhar has been at the forefront of ensuring that any violence perpetrated against the Christian communities in Egypt is condemned, and they reach out to the Christian leadership. Of course, they don't have a magic wand which they can flash and make sure all the problems are gone. But reasonable people, people who have a fear of God, would listen to what the sheikhs and the imams and the muftis at Al-Azhar are saying to them in with regards to relations with their fellow Christian Egyptians.
The situation remains very tense, though, doesn't it, between, as you say, the minority Coptic community and the majority Muslim population there. What else do you think can be done to ease these tensions?
It's very sad because historically these two communities have lived together very well indeed. In fact, when I was studying there, I had a very strong sense that Egyptians were extremely proud, and I'm talking of Egyptian Muslims, extremely proud of the heritage, that they were a nation and a country in which Coptic communities thrived, not just existed, but thrived. And they would quote to me the St. Catherine's Monastery and the agreements that the early Muslim rulers had with the Coptic communities, going all the way back to Muhammad, peace be upon him. So there's a very proud sense of honor that Egyptian Muslims were able to do this. So what has happened is a real tragedy, and I believe that it's not so much about religion, it's about politics and the whole turmoil within the Middle East and how things are moving with Western interventions or non-intervention as and when, I think has led to all these difficulties, which then end up being cloaked with the cloak of religion by people with political agendas who wish to justify their evil ways. And we know that the most powerful justification for any cause is religion.
Given this context, what else do you think can religious leaders there do to try and ease the tensions? Is there any way that they can have a stronger influence on the politicians to try and stop the persecution of the Coptic community?
I think what His Holiness the Pope has planned to do with his forthcoming visit to Al-Azhar is a very, very powerful effort in reaching out to this center of Islam, of leadership for Muslim communities. Egypt is a nation which is regarded as a very powerful nation within Muslim nations around the world. Close ties with the West in many ways, and in many ways also the bridge builder between certainly Israel and the Arab world. And with such efforts of religious leaders of the highest status coming together and talking about these issues, I think if they were to join forces, can have a very strong influence on politicians on all sides of the table.
So you believe that beyond the symbolic gesture, Pope Francis's visit could have a significant impact?
Oh, I hope he's not just going there for sightseeing or to see the pyramids or to meet some sheikhs in Al-Azhar. I'm sure he will want to raise these issues, and he should, because if our religious leaders don't raise these issues, then who's going to raise these issues? Fundamentally, it's the followers of our religions who are involved in this evil, in this behavior, which goes against the teachings of all our religions. So I wish him well, and I hope that the leaders at Al-Azhar and Egyptian politicians will pay heed to his words and will honor his advice and put it into practice.
My thanks to Sheikh Ibrahim Mogra, co-chair of Britain's Christian Muslim Forum.